Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 2 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
A podcast network.
Hello!
And welcome to...
Filthy?
Oh, yeah, that's exciting. Nerds. Jesus Christ. Nicole?
I'm sorry! I'm fucking... Jess, the world is back open. I'm exhausted!
You went out once.
I went
early.
Out a lot, okay? Last week...
I had to go to the grocery store.
No,
I had to take the dog to the vet.
No. Last week I did more comedy than I have in since before COVID. You've been on the road getting your sea legs back real fucking fast.
It's
those late night sea legs. And I'm just now getting the late night sea legs back. I still don't even think I have them back. I'm exhausted.
Well, chug your green juice and suck it up, bitch. It's Two Filthy Nerds. Why aren't you on our Patreon right now? Patreon.com/Two Filthy Nerds. We've got a chat going. They've called us Filthy Tired Nerds. We're being roasted by our own fans.
Filthy Tired Nerds. Thank you so much. I love getting roasted by our fans.
It is truly a delight. We love having you. Thank you for being here. Come join us. And if you haven't already, leave a rating and a review on our podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts, and share with your friends because they want to nerd out too. I almost did the thing where I said my other podcast phrase again. Jesus Christ. We're on a roll today, guys. Listen, trigger warning, because we're about to talk about Bill Cosby. And I don't know what we're going to say, but if you know anything about what's going on with Bill Cosby, you can assume there may be heavy concepts that erupt from this conversation. So skip to Ant-Man if you want to miss this one.
Yeah.
So we're digging in.
Yeah, we're digging in.
He's out.
And not in the gay way.
No. He's got out of prison on a technicality.
And my favorite part is that people are like, see, he was innocent. And I'm like.
And it's like, no, that's not what that means.
No. He's guilty as shit.
He just.
And that is what's infuriating about about our legal system. Is that you can be guilty of that many crimes, and because of one legal boo-boo,
you're allowed to just walk among people. A serial rapist.
That makes me wonder, what if a serial killer got out on the same charge, on the same, like, legal loophole?
Well, I don't think you could have the same legal loophole because this one... Well, no, because I guess if the... prosecutor of the family going after the serial killer made a deal with him that if he paid them off, they wouldn't prosecute. Then in theory, yeah, I guess you could. But it also begs the question, like, how much of this is technicality that's just like full Supreme Court legal system? And how much is like Bill Cosby has a lot of money and suddenly we found a technicality that nobody noticed, like that we didn't consider a technicality before.
I'm looking for, there was a quote I saw that was so funny of something Bill Cosby said now that he's out. Something about his like justice prevailed kind of thing.
Which is fucking insane because like if you read anything about it, they're like, no, he did it, but this is a loophole. Yeah. He has me blocked on Twitter.
Really?
I've never tweeted at him. I saw that somebody tweeted that he was out, like they tagged him, and I was like, he has a Twitter? And I clicked on it, and he has me blocked.
I wonder if he has me blocked. Now
yeah,
I'm
wonder
jealous.
If he's just like, oh, better not let
not
these
piss the women female... with mouths.
Yeah, these women with their opinions who were for some reason allowed on the internet might start yapping, and I don't want to hear him. Yesterday, he posted a picture of himself for his birthday, and he quoted James Brown and said, it's a man's world. But then he did like the like, but where would we be without women and
women
his wife?
Woman
but it's like, A, it's a man's world. What a quote for the first post of a serial rapist who just got out of prison. and you're quoting James Brown, a guy who notoriously beat women. Like, he doesn't give a fuck.
Jesus Christ. He is, like, listening to the things he's, I'm looking at his Twitter. He doesn't have me blocked.
What's he saying about me? I'm just kidding.
On my birthday, I wholeheartedly thank you for your support. Thank you for fighting for my freedom. And thank you for staying grounded and on the case. The revolution is in the home. Due process. Freedom fighter. Hello, friend.
What's insane is if you look at his Instagram or his Twitter or any post he makes, how many people just are, they like still love him.
It's crazy. Felicia Rashad.
Who is that?
That's his wife from The Cosby Show. She's like, justice has been served, that kind of thing.
She's the one who was like pro Cosby getting
out. Yeah, she's the one who's pro Cosby.
But did you see the Viv, Aunt Viv, what she quote teetered?
Yeah, Aunt Viv came after him. She's like, we knew what was going on.
And then someone tried to go after her, like, oh, if you knew what was going on, why didn't you say anything? And she's like, sorry, go ahead.
Here's what's fucked up about all of it. I just cannot believe that people are spinning this as a win because he's innocent. And not
he's
because
not.
There was a fuck up.
Yeah, that it's like,
and
I
Bill,
mean,
Bill Cosby quoted, and I Bill Cosby said, and I quote, I have never changed my stance nor my story. I have always maintained my innocence. Thank you to all my fans, supporters, and friends who stood by me through this ordeal.
Yes, 60 women who don't know each other and have the exact same story are all liars, not Bill Cosby. But this is just like a microcosm of the bigger issue, which is that whoever's the most famous wins. Like that's you, the most famous person who has the most fans wins, period. It doesn't matter.
Bill Burr last night goes, he's like, Bill Cosby's free. He's like, yeah, you know, the last time 60 women accused me of 60 complete strangers accused me of the exact same crime who never knew each other. If I had a dime for he's, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I saw him working on that bit too. And he's like, call me when there's more of them or whatever. It's just, I don't know how much is the world hates women, how much is celebrities win.
How long was he even away?
Not long enough because he's still alive. I shared my on Instagram a picture of him blocking me. And my friend from Florida goes, oh my God, that's probably not really him, stupid. He's in prison. And I was like, no, he's not. And that's the whole thing is that like you can get more news on Twitter, but you could also probably be way more sane by just ignoring the news and not knowing what's going on. Because she was like, oh, what the fuck? She had no idea, though, because she spends her life enjoying her surroundings instead of having her head buried in
her
phone.
Oh, my God, that's crazy. Who would ever do something like that? I should do that. We should all do that. He spent nearly 3 years behind bars.
3 years. That sounds like more than I thought, but still not enough. It's like, well, what about all those women who will spend the rest of their life fucking traumatized? Ugh. It's the thing is that like what this reinforces is that like, oh, you can rape people. You just have to make a deal with them and then you won't have to stay in prison. Mm-hmm. That it's like, oh, if you're rich, all this does is go, if you're rich, you can rape people.
Yeah. If you're rich, you are above the law, period.
And period. I mean, will this inspire some people to work harder? Yes. Do we
like,
want those people to work harder?
I think we all know that, what's his face? Who didn't kill himself. What was his name?
Jeffrey Epstein.
Epstein. We all know Epstein would have gotten off.
I mean, he would have been killed, though. I mean, he wouldn't
Yeah, he would have been killed,
off.
But, like, he would have gotten off.
I mean, I don't know, because he was killed probably in theory, according to some people, because he was about to out a bunch of fucking people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But had he been able to, he would have gotten off. He would have had to have just thrown other rich people under the bus, and then more rich people would have been throwing rich people under the bus, and then eventually everybody would have just gotten away with it.
And all those rich people would be like, I've never been so close to a bus. It's disgusting.
Oh, it's vile, the dregs of society.
I mean, they couldn't have Jeffrey Epstein live long enough to let everyone know that the Clintons are not great people.
I mean, here's the thing. Does anyone actually think politicians
are good people?
Are good people?
I hope
truly
not.
Believe, though, I don't know, there's something about Joe Biden that's like, he seems like a really sweet guy.
No, that's the dementia.
I know.
He's losing his facilities.
That's because I have dead dad issues. I like Joe Biden because he reminds me of my dead father. Dead.
Yes. Withering away very rapidly.
Withering away.
I think Joe Biden, you know what? I think he is a great politician. He's good enough at convincing you that he's probably a good guy.
Yeah.
And he still is kind of creepy.
Yeah. I think at the end of the day, yes.
And more importantly, like, he's not looking out for the people. There are no one who is looking out for the greater good, and the majority of Americans will ever be allowed to be president. They will never let that happen.
Eric Hanke, one of our patrons, which you can be.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Part of, if you go to patreon.com/twofilthynerds, he writes, Cosby was doing this while teaching important moral lessons on Fat Albert. It's insane to think about. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like, not only that, but he was like, he's supposed to be this like happy ending morale type of vibe on the Cosby Show. There was like a bow on the end of every episode.
Yeah. The good dad.
And he was a total dick to dirt, like about dirty comedians. Like he just thought that like dirty comedians were lazy. They're the scum of the earth because they say dirty things. And he was raping people.
Yeah.
Drugging them. I just.
Do you think Hannibal Buress is like, I'm going to fucking have to get a bodyguard now?
I mean, from Bill Cosby or from crazed Cosby fans? I think if crazed Cosby fans were an issue, he already would have been taken out.
Yeah. But I think at this point, now those crazed Cosby fans were like, see, we were right.
Yeah, they feel vindicated. I mean, imagine Bill Cosby himself having a vendetta against Hannibal Buress, and now he's taking it upon himself to like seek him out and kill him with his fucking cataracty eyes as he's just hobbling about the country.
Speaking of hobbling about the country, you know he's gonna start going back to comedy clubs.
That's what he said, he wants to do a tour. I don't know that he actually will. Somebody fucking tweeted at me, oh, well, what are you going to do when Bill Cosby shows up at the Comedy Store? Because you know they're going to put him up there. And I'm like, he's never been a comedian at the Comedy Store. Why now that he is a convicted rapist? Like, and I'm sure there's a lot of people going like, oh, well, it's because it's the Comedy Store. It's like, they didn't want him when he was assumed innocent, which was, I don't know, when was the last time that happened? 1973? Yeah. Like, Cosby can suck a dick, but he's probably going to rent theaters, and if people will come to see him, he'll do the theaters. He's not going to clubs. Like, he's going to do one night in theaters in different cities. And he's old. Like, yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
How long do you think till he dies? How old is he?
Not so long
one
enough.
One of our patrons will be able to tell us. Another patron, Eric, just said, Cosby kicked Lisa Bonet off The Cosby Show because of the sex scene in Angel Heart. By the way, I didn't know Lisa Bonet had a sex scene in Angel Heart. Now I'm going to go watch it because she's a smoke show.
Yeah. Fucking. It's just like the hypocrisy. And the thing is like that to me is a reflection of a feeling I have about a lot of people, which is the people who are like real white knights about stuff, pointing their fingers and this person's bad and that person's bad. Those are the people I trust the least. Like people who are constantly going after others. It's like, what the fuck are you hiding?
Morality police, go fuck yourself. Like, we're on to you.
Yeah, no, it's like anytime a man is like loudly like, and I'm a feminist. It's like, oh, you have assaulted someone for sure. Like beyond a shadow of a doubt.
I'm curious to see where things head with him in his comedy career. Truly am.
What are you going to do if he works at a comedy club?
Nothing. I'm not going to do anything.
Yeah.
I'm not going to protest. I'm not going to. I mean, I'm expecting it at this point, honestly.
Yeah, it's weird because people are like, in theory, there's a like protest and not work there. But it's like, okay, so that's a weird thing with being a woman trying to get ahead is like, oh, as a protest, do you give up the spot that it took you so long to get and they're probably going to give it to another man? I don't know what the right thing to do is. I mean, obviously, besides, you know, bury him under a pile of pudding pops and smother him.
But I did a show last night at the Laugh Factory where Eliza dropped out last minute, couldn't do the show. Someone called me, they brought me in. And it was like, the person who brought me in literally said, we had Eliza drop out. We need a funny woman. Can you do it?
And oh, yeah. Like, was there any other women on the lineup?
No other women on the lineup. I was that
classic
was
fucking
I was
Laugh
the
Factory.
Female slot.
So Laugh Factory does that. They're like, well, we need a woman.
A woman. And so for me, I was like, you know, there were five comics on the lineup.
Yeah.
Was I going to say no to a spot that paid well? Absolutely not. Was there part of me that was like, oh, this is really disappointing that I'm just filling the box of funny woman.
Yeah.
And when I got on stage, it took me everything. And I mean fucking everything. Not to be like, hi guys, you're probably wondering, what's a woman doing on the lineup? Well, the Laugh Factory needs to appear woke.
they literally, I got rebooked on a show at the Laugh Factory years ago. And the booker, I have the promoter, because it was one of the outside book shows. I've tried to find this email. And I can't because I can't remember the fucking name or the email. But they were like, oh, we have to rebook you because we already have a woman on. This is a real thing they said. We already have a woman on that show in the Laugh Factory. And this has clearly changed because I've seen a couple of lineups where there's two women. Real edgy. Mm-hmm. They said the Laugh Factory only allows one woman per show. And
wild.
I was like, excuse
me? I remember
me?
When this happened.
Like, the thing is that like, if you're filling a slot, I'm taking the fucking slot. I'm not turning down work because you don't understand that you can just.
Also, I can assure you, you taking this grand stand of being like, I refuse to take this spot because you don't have other women on the show. The Laugh Factory is just going to be like,
all right, next. The thing is like, you can't, I don't have, neither of us have enough fame to have the power for that to make a difference.
Yeah.
Somebody could. Somebody could go, I'm not working this club, but it's not us. They would just go, all right. Then don't
worry. It's not even close to being us. It's not even you, me, and a bunch of other girls united in a front.
They would just go, all right, then we won't book women, or we'll book the three women who still work here. Like, it would have to be someone who draws a lot of their money. And especially if it's a local club, because like most of the women who are successful don't need to do those spots. They make their money elsewhere.
Yeah.
It's fucking enraging.
It really is infuriating, but also it just feels, I'm not going to say hopeless, but it feels, I don't know what the word I'm looking for is. It's
endless?
It feels
like at a certain point, it's
ridiculous. Like to what end? What are we going to do?
Yeah. No, that it's like, all right, am I going to get a huff about something I can't resolve? I don't know. Or do I just try to work so hard that I can get the slot that they have available and then get successful enough that I could do something about it, maybe. I'm at least hopeful that the clubs in LA are pseudo woke enough that they wouldn't give away our spots to Bill Cosby. But
I mean,
we'll see.
I can't imagine clubs in LA doing that. I really can't.
No. If for no other reason than maintaining their false perception of we're doing the right thing. You could imagine what, New York?
Jamie Masada.
Oh yeah, of course. Like, putting him on the fucking billboard. Yeah. Calling it the Bill Cosby board.
I could imagine him having Bill, because Jamie Masada's up if the Price is Right man.
Yeah, no. There is no crime too great to overshadow just money to him.
Yeah.
And the Laugh Factory probably, I mean, it seems like they're doing okay now. So, yeah. I don't know. That's why they only book one woman, because they got to sell tickets. Nobody wants to come see a bunch of broads.
I will say, though, and I'm not, you know, I'm not the person who's like, I just fucking murdered. But I killed last night. I think I had one of the best shows I've had, I don't know, in years.
In years?
Like, in a really, I have never left the stage feeling that good about what I did back there. Like, I was
that,
like,
stage specifically, or just in general?
Just in general. Like, I haven't felt that good about a set probably since before COVID, if we're being just realistic and
that's great,
not hyperbolic. But I felt really good. And I really, truly believe this in my heart of hearts. They had just seen four men in a row. And I think it was like, here's some estrogen, guys. Here's a new perspective. I think people want to hear a new perspective.
Well, that's, yeah, no, people want a new perspective. And that's the problem with these fucking, even the people who consider themselves genuinely woke with their box checking of how they want a lineup to look is like, okay, well, if you're just going black person, woman, Latin, Asian, it's like, okay, but do they all have similar opinions? Like, where's the diversity of thought? Like, what's, it's true. Yeah. If you have a bunch of different comedians on a lineup, you want to see a bunch of different things. You don't want a reiteration of the same thing over and over, which a lot of times is what all white male lineups become.
And
like,
and
how many masturbation jokes can anyone make that we haven't already made ourselves?
And I think this is a good place to come back to Bill Cosby and tie it up. I think the one benefit of having Bill Cosby on the lineup will be having the perspective of a convicted rapist.
Yeah, how
and
often do you get that?
That is a perspective that no man in comedy could ever possibly bring.
Yeah, no, you couldn't. Not even someone who's even remotely in that ballpark.
Remotely. I mean, it is such a stretch to have the perspective of a man who's done something god-awful to more than one woman.
Yeah, where else would they find that if where, not?
What other industry has men doing horrible things
and
to women,
receiving absolutely no punishment for it? All right, well, on that note, on that exciting note, our next episode will be much more lighthearted. We're talking about Ant-Man. So keep your eyes peeled for that episode to drop. We love you guys. Leave us a rating and a review wherever you listen to this. Do me a favor and get on Twitter and tell Bill Cosby to go fuck himself, because I'm blocked and I can't.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been a Two Filthy Nerds production.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 2 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.